Impossible. Its importance is very clearly to be seen. You gave me the okay just a few days ago.
I know, but there's really nothing that can be done about it. The equipment has been damaged and can't be recovered in so short a period.
The general manager is going to be blue in the face when he hears about this. These negotiations are hard to handle.
I've told all departments of the cancellation and change for Friday.
I'd better call the client again myself and make apologies.
William, I know you're not troubled with this right now, but the general manager will not be in later this afternoon. You'd better tell him this morning.
I must be leaving now, since he is superior to me in position. Wish me luck. Manager, are you free now?
Certainly, William. What's the matter?
Well, I'm afraid I've got a bit of bad news. My guys have just told me that tomorrow's meeting has to be called off.
Cancelled? This just can't happen. These negotiations come to naught. This just might ruin the whole plan. It'll have to go on as planned.
Sorry to say, but no can do. The equipment broke down and can't be fixed till Friday.
I don't believe it. I'm just afraid what else can go wrong.
It may not be so bad. The client has no opposition to a rescheduled time and doesn't seem upset.
Let's hope so. I can't put up with this anymore. I have to say that it is your people's mistake not to pay much attention to detail on this project.
I see. And we'll be fully responsible for it.
Bob, may I have a word with you?
Of course, Lily. Anything important?
This is difficult for me to talk about because you and I have cooperated for so long. But I've succeeded in getting into another company.
Lily, I wasn't even aware that you'd been searching around for new employment. May I have the reason?